When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh yes, hello my friends, and welcome to this, the second edition of the Giveaway Gauntlet. My name is Josh Norris, joined as always by Hayden Winks, and first of all, a man who is deep into fantasy football Twitter, who also maybe has a side job as a Hollywood actor, appearing in projects like That Thing You Do, Boiler Room, and I'm Sorry, a TV show that you can find on Netflix right now. It is the legendary Tom Everett Scott. Tom, how you doing, man? Good to see you.
Wow. Hey, thanks. I'm great. Thank you. I love that intro music. That's some good, that had a good beat to it.
We do our best. We try to get people amped, ready for the show, especially this one, and especially for a guest like you. I will say, Tom,
yes,
that today's show, I'm anticipating it, the people out there are excited. Mm-hmm. I have no idea how our questions are going to land with you, and that makes it even more exciting.
Okay, great. Sounds like a plan. this will go great. The swimmingly. All right.
It absolutely will go swimmingly. Hayden, since this is just the second version of this, we should probably outline the expectations, the rules, all that good stuff. Again, we're going to have 10 questions, and we're giving away 10 Best Ball Mania 2 entries for everyone out there. I know Tom plays underdog. I've seen the streets. I've seen the tweets. Wrong answers, though, from Tom today. No pressure. We're going to have some fun. Eliminates one entry from the chat, and the chat needs to play along as well. To qualify, you can go check out the pinned comment at the top. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and podcast. Again, 10 questions. We'll alternate between NFL and Player's Choice. And Tom,
yes,
would you like to tell the people what your niche topic is today?
My niche topic today is Wes Anderson's filmology? Is that
filmography?
The right word?
Yeah, filmography. Is that
what
right?
What just happened? I was doing so well. I was doing this really cool voice, and then I couldn't figure out the word. It was the word you used the other day. You screwed me up, Josh.
I did. I implemented the wrong word into your head. Hayden, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your knowledge base of the Wes Anderson filmography?
Zero. Literally,
really?
Zero.
We're going to change that, Hayden.
I have bad taste, I guess. The only movies I basically watch are Will Ferrell movies. So I haven't gotten deep into the Wes Anderson film.
No,
I've got a feeling the Wes Anderson film are a little more sophisticated.
No, they're very closely related. No, okay. They are very closely related.
Okay, good.
Tom, I've watched one, so you know that puts me somewhere on this map.
Oh gosh, okay, we're gonna get exposed.
Yes, we're gonna get an education here, boys.
Where does the root of the Wes Anderson, I'm assuming love, it's probably not a love-hate relationship, but love and interest and basis start from here?
Yeah.
With you?
With me, yes. I am going to start the love. You guys are going to freaking freak out over Wes Anderson movies.
Do you remember the first one that you watch? I mean, hopefully it's not ruining a question here, but like,
when
did the love start for you?
For me, so early on, I was filming That Thing You Do, and I was in LA, and our script supervisor came to set after a weekend, you know, like it was a Monday, and her name's Ange, she's from Texas, and she said, two Texas boys have put out a movie that you guys all got to see. And I was like, what is it? She goes, it's called Bottle Rocket. I was like, all right. And so the next weekend I went with Steve Zahn, we went and saw it in the movie theater. And we were like, wow, like what a great movie. These guys are awesome. And then I became a Wes Anderson fan after that.
Love it. Okay. Well, today is the start of our journey as well, apparently. Okay. Once again, everyone down there, like, subscribe, go fill out the form. And we're going to spin at the end to randomly activate all the tickets for all of you in the chat. We'll go NFL to Wes Anderson, rotate back and forth. Tom, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, Hayden Winks, start us off.
This quarterback recently vacationed with Miles Teller in Hawaii.
Okay. I like what you did there. You tied in Hollywood somehow into this question. Miles Teller is an actor. He was in Whiplash. He was also a drummer in a movie, which is also a nice little tie-in.
We knew all these things, Tom.
Let's see. Like,
this is why we thought through all of this.
None of this is a mistake, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm very impressed. Well, Mr. Norris, Mr. Hinks.
Winks.
Filmography. Okay. So he's probably there hanging out with, he's there with Aaron Rodgers, because that's where Aaron Rodgers is.
You nailed it. I'm not even prepared with my yes and no's here, so give me a moment. That is so bad on my behalf, but that was you are correct, sir. Well done, Tom.
Tom, I got to ask you, what are your predictions? Do you think Aaron Rodgers, the type of person Aaron Rodgers is, how much do they pay at Jeopardy? Is that an actual thing that he can actually do? Does he have the skills for it, or is he just going to come back and play some quarterback?
Like, I had no idea he was actually involved with Jeopardy. I don't watch Jeopardy. I probably haven't watched Jeopardy since I was in college. That was a long-ass time ago. Sorry to the kids.
No, that's fine. You are totally allowed to use whatever verbiage you want to, Tom.
Fantastic. Fuck yeah. And then, he'll probably get paid like scale, like whatever the minimum you must pay a professional person. I would imagine, unless I have no idea. Aaron Rodgers sounds like he would do that just to kind of stick it to
Gutekunst.
Yeah. But he's going to play.
He's also now engaged to an actress, Shailene Woodley, I believe.
Shailene Woodley. Yes, he is. That's true. And that's the connection. That's why Miles Teller and she were in movies together, probably.
There we go. All right. So we are still at this moment giving away two entries into Best Ball Mini 2 out there. Great start, Tom. Great start. All right. Hey, here we go.
Right.
Now we flip over to Wes Anderson. I have zero basis on how difficult these are going to be. So if they are way too difficult, I'm the culprit. I am the issue here. And we might, hedge a little bit, give some hints. But I also have strong belief in you. This could go in the opposite direction. They could be way too easy as well. You ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
What famous actor was a classmate of Wes Anderson's at the University of Texas at Austin?
Okay. I imagine that this is going to be his collaborator on the early films, Owen Wilson.
Is that your final answer here, Tom?
Yeah, that is my final answer.
Yes.
Okay.
Well done.
Yeah, I think that's where they met. And
it is. They were roommates, I believe, if Wikipedia is correct.
Okay, got it.
I'm sure your Wikipedia is entirely correct as well.
Yeah, I'm glad we're using Wikipedia as our source here. Always accurate Wikipedia, always.
Oh, yeah, it's nothing but the truth.
I went through and looked at their collaborators, because you were right. I think they were first worked together on Bottle Rocket. I think they co-wrote it, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I believe they made a short film first.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. And Owen, and then Luke. Luke has also been in films as well. I did way too much research for this, Tom. I got to tell you.
I'm excited. I'm so glad.
All right. There we go. We are two for two. Also, Owen Wilson has a shocking resemblance to a younger Pete Carroll, I think. Maybe it's the nose. Am I the only one that ever thinks that whenever I see Owen Wilson?
No, it's this area right here. Yeah. It totally is. Oh, man. Owen Wilson would be great playing Pete Carroll in a movie.
See, you're even better than the chat. The chat was all saying Matthew McConaughey.
Look at University of Texas, though, right?
Another Texas guy, yeah.
Another Texas guy.
McConaughey's, right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Two for two. Back to NFL.
This quarterback has the most passing yards in a single season. All time. 1 year.
Okay. Now this, I don't know too well, but quarterback with the most passing yards in a single season. So that's either going to be Breeze, Brady, Manning, because I don't think Marino is in that group. I think he's close. He's got other records.
But the game has changed since then.
But it has. I'm going to say this is either Brady or Braze. Breeze or Brady. Did I say Brady or Braze?
You did.
Hold on, let me have some more coffee.
From all over.
I do want people to know it is very early where Tom is now. He is on the island of Vancouver. It's 12:30 here on the East Coast. It is not 12:30 where Tom is right now.
No, it is not. It is.
I'll give you a little hint here. The reason why I picked this is this guy's also done a little bit of acting. I'm not sure how great of acting, But he's done a little bit of guest appearances here and there. You might have seen him on TV.
Okay.
A couple then, times.
It's Peyton Manning. That is going to be Peyton Manning. He's all over the TV, and he's fantastic.
Is this your final answer here, Tom?
Yes, Peyton Manning.
Yes. That's for the chat right there. Yes. You're welcome, chat.
Yes, thank you. You know, Hayden, that was key because I was probably going to say Breeze.
Almost 5,500 yards in 2013. Obviously, that was with the Denver Broncos. That was the Julius Thomas, the Eric Decker, the Demaryius Thomas. Quite a season. Tom, I do see your shirt. If anyone ever is a dad runner, Peyton Manning was a dad runner. The origin of the T-shirt. Care to explain?
Yes, this is a Denny and JJ special. This is a Living the Stream special. Got it from their website. Yeah.
Yep. Are you, I've got to ask, I know it's a difficult one, maybe the most difficult question today. Are you team JJ or are you team Denny?
Please don't. Don't. I can't choose between those two guys. No, they're like my sons. No, I won't choose one or the other.
Okay.
How dare you, Josh? How dare you?
Did I ruin your perception of Denny while working with him, while both of us worked with him last year? I enjoyed it. Denny is, I mean, I'm not going to say even a man of few words. His delivery is just something that you don't encounter on a daily basis. And so just getting to know Denny a little bit more, and you know this, I mean, I am nowhere working with other people and like feeding off them like you do, Tom. But when like you're either doing podcasts or interviewing or those things, the other person's cadence, it can be difficult to like mesh with at times. And it took me a while with Denny, but that was on me because Denny is just consistent with Denny and just his opinions in terms of things on cats and peanut butter. And I mean, it is unmatched.
Well, I think people who know him know that he has the worst food takes in history.
Yes, my God.
Yes. And it is like a friend who, you know, you want to get to know them. You want to be friends with somebody, but you don't know how to talk to them on the phone. This is before, like, you know, you just text, you know, and you just have a cadence be off. I understand that, you know, many friendships were won and lost, whether you could figure out a cadence with someone.
Yeah.
But I never really had that problem with Denny. I don't think. What I will say, and this is a message to JJ, when we do the draft for Living the Stream, for the Listener League, we got to use this StreamYard or something that lets the three people talk together, because he's using some ancient like Skype that just allows only two channels of sound. So you're constantly cutting each other off. And
yeah,
that's the problem.
JJ, set up your game, JJ. Yeah. Come on,
JJ. I'll forward it over to him.
Thank you.
All right. We are 3 for 3. That means we are still giving away 10 best Ballmania 2 entries to qualify. Subscribe, like, fill out the form at the top. We now go to question 4. All right. Wes Anderson films. What language does Max Fisher demand Rushmore Academy keep on the course list?
Okay, Max Fisher. That is the main character in Rushmore. It's played by Jason Schwartzman. He falls in love with the elementary school teacher. Mm-hmm. What language does he demand Rushmore Academy keep on the course list? Language. Oh, I know what this is. I believe it's Latin, because they're going to get rid of it and he gets everyone to sign a petition to get it back. And then he tells her to impress her and she says something in Latin and he doesn't know what she said. Oh, it's great. Yeah, it's Latin.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah. Yes.
Yep. Wow. I will say, Tom, I ran a few of these questions by coworkers, by friends. You are the only one that has gone 2 for 2 so far. So this is truly your expertise. This is your calling card.
You might even say I'm cheating.
No, I would not say that. I wouldn't know. I would not believe you. I think that you just are not giving yourself enough credit. Yes, I actually went back and watched this scene. Again, the level of detail I go through for this show is just unmatched. I believe he's talking with Rosemary on the bleachers.
Yes.
She says something to the effect of Latin America. And then he pivots and says, oh, they're getting rid of Latin. And she means, no, Central America. And then he just rolls with it. It's pretty good.
That's a good
bit. It's pretty good. Do you remember seeing Rushmore?
Oh, yeah. I saw that in the theater when it came out.
Yeah. When we could all go to the theaters.
Oh. I don't know if I miss theaters.
Okay.
I do and I don't. I miss the romanticize. Like, I romanticize about it because it is a great place to go see a movie. Are you guys with me on that? That feeling when you go in and the lights come down and, you know, and you watch the movie and stuff. But I don't miss, the people talking and eating and putting their feet up on the chair and
people.
At least the candy's very affordable at the movie theater, at least though.
Yeah. What's the go-to, Hayden? Raisinets?
Oh, come on, Josh. That's a freaking Denny food take. No, it's like, give me like sour watermelon or something fruity. Oh.
Wow. Like a Sour Patch Kid, like a box of Sour Patch Kids in the movie theater. Oh, yeah. I didn't go to that.
What's your most memorable movie theater experience, Tom? If you like had to pick one, you know, the young people might say, you know, the latest Avengers in terms of the crowd feel and the excitement levels, some Star Wars stick out to me. What about for you, Tom? Anything?
I think it is like a Star Wars, probably like seeing Star Wars or Empire, you know, like because Empire was, there was a long line to get into the theater and, you know, you didn't reserve your tickets ahead of time or any of that. You just waited in line and hoped that they didn't sell out and going. So it was an absolutely packed every, you know, seat taken experience and just with reaction to it and discovering things and being such a giant fan. Cause I was probably 10 years old when that came out.
Yeah. So Hayden Winks, Empire Strikes Back was actually the second film ever in the Star Wars first trilogy. But actually they titled it Episode 5. So then they could go back and film the first three episodes, we never even talk about the prequels.
Josh, just
wow. That's some fancy stuff. That's a lot of stuff. I will say my most memorable experience at a movie theater, my first one was it wasn't necessarily about the movie, if you're like catching my drift here.
Oh, we got Usual Suspects in the chat. You were on a date. In the chat. Eagles, who is always an underdog. Frozen cookie dough bites were his favorite movie theater snack. Sour Patch Kids, peanut butter, M&Ms, all that good stuff.
Has anyone ever done the pour the milk duds into the hot popcorn so they melt? I could never do that. My hands would just get all gross.
Yeah, that does not sound pleasing. That certainly does not sound pleasing.
I think that's just something people say. They don't actually.
Right. Like sticking French fries and Frosties and doing that too.
That's a good move right there.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm the only one. All right. Let's now go back to NFL.
I will say real quick, since you're 4 for 4, I think we've got to chill on the hints now. I need you to get right though. Dan Marino guest starred in this 1994 movie based in Miami.
Marino.
His acting debut.
Oh, is it Pet Detective? Yeah, it's Jim Carrey's movie. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Yes.
Yes. Well done.
The reason why I had to ask this is everyone in the chat, you need to go to Underblog, go watch Tape Detective, my film reviews of players, Henry Ruggs, Miles Gaskin, Mike Davis. You can see the Tape Detective. That's me because of Ace Ventura. One of my favorite movies of all time.
Are you Hinkle and Einhorn? Do you really like check out players like Hollywood resumes?
No,
but what a concept for content, Tom.
Yeah, what? Because go ahead.
I go and watch their actual like film just to see if they're good or not, and then I call myself Hayden Winks Tape Detective, and then I'm going to investigate instead of Finkel. I'm going to investigate Henry Ruggs.
Now that we have to figure out how many football players also have acting careers. So now we've done Dan Marino, Brett Favre, Something About Mary. That was one.
That's true.
Any others come to mind, Tom?
Acting performances. Oh well, I think. I mean, there's got to be like several. I worked with a famous football player. Howie Long was he was originally in That Thing You Do. Now he's just in the director's cut.
Got it. What was his scene?
He played Tom Hanks's boyfriend. Tom Hanks played our manager, Mr. White, and Howie Long played his boyfriend, who just shows up at the hotel at the end. And I did a whole scene with Howie in this tiny little convertible sports car. And we would just laugh and laugh and laugh that this giant man was in this tiny little sports car.
What was it like going to that first audition, Tom? How old were you at that point?
I was 25.
Right out of Syracuse.
I was pretty much right. Yeah, it was like a couple of years in New York City trying to be an actor. I'd done a couple commercials. I had done in a couple episodes of this sitcom, Grace Under Fire. And I met Tom for an audition that my agent set up. I was doing theater at the time, and my agent said, you know, there's this Tom Hanks movie that he wrote. And long story short, like I got in there and I went through like a kind of like a number of auditions where I like first casting director, then Tom, then read with Liv Tyler, then met with Jonathan Demme. And then after maybe like a week and a half, I finally got a phone call from Tom where he personally asked me to be in the movie, which was just ridiculously cool of him. But like I couldn't, like, it was surreal. And my wife and I, my wife now, who was my girlfriend at the time, we were like listening to the phone together, and it was just like,
this is happening.
This is like, and he was my idol. So it was just stupid.
Loaded cast. I mean, you mentioned Liv Tyler, Charlize Theron was in there as well.
Yeah. I mean, Charlize. Yeah.
And most importantly, Tom Everett Scott was in there. And Tom Hanks, by the way, the second most famous American Aston Villa fan out there. Just want to say that.
Who's Tom Hanks?
Okay, that's
wow. Hey,
all right, man. I actually wrote two questions for six, just depending on how well this is going so far. So since we are now 5 for 5, I'll pick the more difficult one, at least what I think is the more difficult one. But maybe we just do both because you're having so much fun with this.
Hey, let's do it.
Okay. Wes Anderson includes a reference to this cartoon in nearly every film.
Okay. I think I know the answer to this. Wes Anderson includes a reference to this cartoon in nearly every film. I believe, because in Moonrise Kingdom, I know that the dog's name is Snoopy. So I'm going to say this is probably Peanuts.
Is this your final answer, Tom?
Is it? A lot hangs in the balance here. You know,
could be going 6 for 6.
I mean, yeah, and my record. You know, this is important.
Correct.
Am I the second person to ever play this game?
Oh, yeah. And you're doing a lot better. Will Brinson was fantastic, but you're doing a lot better than Will Brinson did.
Okay. So I just got to, all right. So I got Will to compete against. It's Peanuts. It's definitely Peanuts because the dog's name is Snoopy. And I believe in Rushmore, the dad, it's the hat. He wears the hat. It's very like a Charlie Brown hat. Yeah. It's
yes. Look at you. I mean, goodness. Okay, let's do the other one. This one's going to be easy. And these, by the way,
sorry about that,
were the help of Eric Belair, who is constantly just helping all of us content creators out there. Yes,
Tom. I love Eric Belair, and I have no idea who he is. Where does Eric Belair come from?
None of us. This is the magic of Twitter. We just have these people who are important figures in our lives who help us out on a daily basis. And he's just here by his own goodwill, helping us create good content. Thank you, Eric.
Fantastic.
Thank you, Eric. Okay, here's the other one. Would you have known this one? The sneaker brand is featured in Royal Tannenbaum's and Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
The sneaker brand is featured in Royal Tannenbaum's and Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou. That is Adidas.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We're going to count that for one.
Yeah. Because the Steve Zissou brand, like Adidas sneakers, are like a thing.
Have you ever... And if I ask questions that you hate being asked, I apologize. Have you ever auditioned for a Wes Anderson film?
No. This should...
Yeah, we need to send him this. We need to
this is the resume that you then send over there.
When he sees this, when he sees that I've gone, 7 for 7 now, technically?
Yes. This is going to be the determining factor in you landing the role in the next one with Timothée Chalamet. This is it.
If you guys get me in a Wes Anderson movie, I will.
Royalties.
We get that check every month, right?
Hayden, you know, you don't know much before 2012, but you know how to make the money.
I know how it works.
All right. Let's bounce back. That's so good. Let's bounce back over to NFL. This is when it gets a little more difficult. Again, we are 6 for 6 right now. That means we are giving away, still on pace, 10 Best Ball Media 2 entries. Subscribe, like below, and fill out the form at the top of the page. Here we go. Question 7.
This Saints running back won fantasy championships by miraculously totaling 169 yards and 2 touchdowns in week 16 of the 2015 season.
Oh, Tom, once again, we need to repeat, you are deep in football Twitter. And this is important because this was in week 16. This was for fantasy football championships, and we keep those players near and dear to our hearts forever.
Okay. You know what? This is actually not necessarily easy for me right here. This is because my memory ain't so good. All right. This Saints running back won fantasy champions by miraculously totaling 169 yards and 2 TDs in week 16 of the 2015 season. So that would have been 5 seasons ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, has Alvin Kamara been in the league that long? I mean, I know he destroyed for people this past 2020 season. I mean, didn't he score 5 touchdowns during championship week? Like, didn't he get in trouble for wearing sneakers? But who cares? The Christmas sneakers, wasn't that?
That's right? It. Yeah.
Yeah. Did he do this as a rookie? And who was a running back before the Kamara for the Saints? Dalton Hilliard? No, that was a long time ago.
I will say it's a more obscure name than Alvin Kamara, and that's what makes it miraculous. Coming out of nowhere.
Latavius Murray wasn't with them yet. Oh, Mark Ingram was there. Mark Ingram would get hurt a lot. Came out of nowhere. 2015? So this was like a waiver wire pickup, like kind of
fire?
Oh boy. Oh, shoot. Oh, crap. All right.
Josh, get the timer ready. Get the timer ready.
10 seconds, Tom.
Oh, God. Mark Ingram. I know.
It's got to be final answer.
Wait. Obscurity? I'm going to take an L for this. I'm just going to say Mark Ingram, even though I know that's not it.
No.
Tim Hightower. Remember the name now? Does it make a little more sense now?
Oh, God. Did he play for the Cardinals? Who did he play for? Somebody else? Yeah, he played for the Cardinals? Oh, yep. God.
And I think Washington as well, if I'm remembering correctly. But, he had only started, the 3 previous games and then went off completely in week 16 to win everyone their championships.
I must not have been heavily in the playoffs that year, sadly, and then therefore don't remember either. Year. Yeah, I didn't get burned by him, and I didn't win with him, so it's not seared into my brain.
Not everyone got it. I mean, we had some Pierre Thomas. I mean, another blast from the past name.
Thomas, yes.
It is amazing how we can care so much about these players for 1 week, and then 5 years later, we just totally forget their name.
Sure. Yeah. I don't have enough room in my brain for Tim Hightower. Sorry, buddy.
All right.
Somebody's not getting in to be ball two.
Someone is not. Have you been enjoying? I mean, you play best ball. What's it like? Have you ever missed a lineup lock just in season long because of a call time, because of having to be on set?
Oh, yeah. I've definitely had either co-stars or nobody that could fire me has ever busted me, but I've definitely been busted for like looking at my phone. Yeah. Like while I'm on set, like, you know, waiting.
Like I'm looking at my lines. No, I'm not.
Nope. And I've definitely been like, you know, cause you know, like Reggie Bush, like scored a touchdown or something.
Is there someone that you've met that is more into football or fantasy football than you in any movies or films or just Hollywood?
I wish, man. I would
You're just all alone over there?
I mean, the guys that I know from like watching football together because we're on a movie together, like Ron Livingston and I, who've never been in a movie together, but we were in Atlanta together because his wife, Rosemary DeWitt, was doing one and I was doing one, and he and I had known each other over the years. And I was like, you know, Sundays, come on, let's go like watch football. And it was, you know, really fun. So he's like maybe one of the only big actors I know. Josh Hopkins is maybe more of an obscure actor name, but he's into fantasy. I'm in a league with Michael Kelly and Josh Lucas because we're buddies from New York, but they both partnered up with more knowledgeable fantasy football people to be their teammates because they don't know about football, but they're in a league with me.
Right.
Josh Lucas is the voice of Home Depot. Let's do this.
Oh, got it.
And he was in Sweet Home Alabama. I know that Seth Meyers is really into it. And the, actor from The Sopranos, not the actor from The Sopranos. The actor from Entourage who played Turtle is really into fantasy.
He does a betting podcast, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, cool. A betting podcast.
I think so.
Oh.
I think so. But don't go on that show. You're on this show, Tom.
I'm not going to go on his show. I'm not gonna go on his show. He's another actor. He'd want all the limelight. I want all the limelight.
Oh, I love that. All right. Back to Wes Anderson filmography. In The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou's, Pele Dos Santos is constantly covering this artist on acoustic guitar.
In The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, Pele Dos Santos is constantly covering this artist on acoustic guitar. Wow. this is going to tie into somebody we were talking about earlier. He's a huge David Bowie fan. Denny Carter is a massive Bowie fan, and that's who's being covered in Life of Pi.
Wow. How? I mean, no one got that I asked. How?
It's beautiful, the covers he does. Life on Mars. He does this incredible cover of Life on Mars, and it's this scene where Bill Murray like walks the whole length of the ship, and like the camera just follows him, and he ends up on the very top of the front of the whatever the front of a ship is. So right. Glad those weren't the trivia questions, nautical terms. But then he like goes and lights a joint. It's all to the, I think a beautiful acoustic cover of Life on Mars.
I mean, the chat absolutely loves you right now, Tom. I mean, they are going crazy, and especially your love for. Your love for Eric Belair.
Eric Belair. Eric Belair. How many times has your name been said by all these fantasy analysts?
Literally every episode. It's insane.
Yeah. The only person who's going to love this even more is Denny Carter, because he has never gotten more publicity than this stream. That's for sure. But he deserves it. He absolutely deserves it. All right. Two more. By the way, we still are on track for 9 of 10. Is that correct? 9 of 10 entries into Best Ball Mania 2. Subscribe, like, go fill out the form at the top. And shortly we'll spin for those winners. Over to you, Hayden Winks.
Yeah, last chance for this. I'm going to go start copy-pasting the names into the wheel. So last chance to get your name in there. All right. What second-round running back in the 2013 NFL draft had this career arc? Seahawks, Cowboys, Washington, Seahawks, Packers, Colts.
Okay, what second-round running back in the 2013 NFL draft had this career arc? Seattle, Dallas, Washington, Seattle, Green Bay, Indianapolis. Okay, is he on the Colts now?
No, his career lasted from 2013 to 2018.
So 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. He went all this way. And was he relevant in fantasy?
He was a darling of the fantasy football community, but mainly just for people believing in him at every single stop he's ever had.
Oh, Christian Michael.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
I mean, even the people who work in football did not even get that one. Tom, what are you doing? Are you on fire? Man on fire, Tom Everett Scott. In the giveaway gauntlet, Wes Anderson has to just be loving this entire performance.
Wes, if you're watching this, and I know you are, put me in one of your movies.
If there was one that you could choose, and mainly I might use this as the only one I've ever watched, or the second one, if there was one that you are forcing the chat, me and Hayden to watch this evening, date night, what would it be?
Okay. All right. That's a great question. Okay. It's summertime. Normally, I would say Royal Tenenbaums. Got to go out and watch the Royal Tenenbaums. It's one of my favorite movies of all time. But to me, that's like a Christmas time movie. I don't know why it just is. If you haven't seen Rushmore, go see Rushmore. But if you really want to watch something like a little more recent, you could watch Grand Budapest Hotel. This is such a great film. You may not expect it to be as great as it is. But it's one of the most beautifully shot, designed movies he's ever done. And if you have kids, watch Fantastic Mr. Fox. It's an incredible animated movie. They did it all with stop motion animation. Fantastic Mr. Fox is great, especially if you got the kids.
And written by?
Roald Dahl, I think, wrote the book.
Yeah. I have all these extra trivia questions just in case that this wasn't going well, and that was one as well.
After this is over, we'll stay on. You and me, we'll go over this.
There we go. Right. Have you ever directed a movie, Tom?
I directed a short film that went to a bunch of film festivals. It's called Glock. You can look it up on YouTube. Don't just search Glock, because you get a bunch of stupid videos of people firing their guns, which is really annoying. Glock is about a spy whose code name is Glock. So if you search Glock, Tom Everett Scott, it's a little 10-minute short that I did with my friend Michael McMillan. We wrote it and I directed it. And there's a bunch of good actors in it that you might recognize.
What's the writing process like? How long does that take?
For that, it was very short. He and I went to dinner. I said, "Hey, I have an idea for a short." And then the next day he said, "I don't mean to butt in, but I wrote an outline." And then he and I just like went, "Okay, great." Boom. We wrote the dialogue. And then we, each kicked in like a couple grand, hired some people, asked a bunch of favors and shot it. right now he and I are in the process of writing. We've done a couple attempts at screenplay writing, and I think that process is a little bit more, you got to have a little bit more discipline, but it's nice to have another person to write with. We do a shared Google Doc. We Zoom probably every other day, and we just, you know, are pounding it out. It's not easy. I don't know how people do it alone, because that takes a special kind of motivation.
I'm sure you've been confused for many people. Have you ever been confused for Denny Carter, or is this the first time?
Is this guy Denny's top? Oh, because I have my hair is kind of like doing the Denny thing.
Poof, yeah.
And I'm wearing the Dad Runner shirt. You know, that I take that as a compliment.
Denny looks like every regular white guy with like dark hair. Like,
with that's good a, hair?
Thing. Yeah. If you have good hair and you're a regular looking white dude, you're Denny Carter.
That's right. I mean, Hayden, you probably get Denny Carter, huh?
Yeah, what about exactly. You get
Zach Wilson. I think he gets Zach Wilson.
Oh, I can see the Zach Wilson thing.
Yep. I'm cowering away from that one.
Do you think he's going to be any good this year? Do you guys think Zach Wilson is? No.
I'm more crazy. Into it. I'm more
You're more into it. It, yeah?
You know, I don't want to piss off any fan base. Let's put it that way. It's June. There is no reason to piss off any fan base in the offseason. That's how I'm at.
Well, they got a new coach. They got Sella, right? And then he brought over a great OC, right? From the Niners, right?
Yep.
So
I actually asked the Kristen Michael question, because for some reason I thought you were a Seattle Seahawks supporter, which I don't know why, but I did. But you're not. You're grew up in New England, so you're a Patriots fan.
I'm a Patriots fan. I mean, I enjoyed watching, Russell get intercepted at the goal line. I kind of cheered for the Seahawks a little bit in that moment threw the ball to Malcolm Butler. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was reading into. All right. But once again, this is the last call for everyone to go and sign up. We are giving away 9 entries right now, and could possibly still be 9 entries following this final question. Here we go. This might be a doozy, but you have lived up to the challenge at every single turn. In Moonrise Kingdom, the only Wes Anderson film I've seen, what is the troop number of the Khaki Scout Group led by Scoutmaster Randy Ward, in parentheses, played by Edward Norton?
Oh, man, you know what? This is maybe my least known movie.
Not a fan of Moonrise Kingdom?
No, I am a fan. I really love it. It's just not one that I like have rewatched much. So it's not as fresh in my mind, but I do love it. He actually did really well. It may even have been one of his better box office movies, I want to say.
Filmed in Rhode Island. I went on a little weekend getaway to the filming location of this.
Oh, it's on an island, right? What's the real name of the island? Do you know what island you went
to? I'm not the one being quizzed here.
The Khaki Scouts. Yeah, the Khaki Scouts. And that's the boy who he's in the Scouts. And Ed Norton is the Scoutmaster. And that's where they have the dog named Snoopy is the dog of the troop. What is the troop number? That might be some deep, like Wes Anderson trivia where he like always like, it's a certain number that he really, is it a 2-digit? Can I ask, is it like 2 digits?
It is.
If Denny directed the movie, it'd be 69. But it's a Wes Anderson movie. So it's a little classier than that.
Just a little classier.
Can I do a lifeline?
Yeah. Let's do the lifeline.
All right.
Who in your life is even more of a Wes Anderson?
My daughter.
Film critic. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Let's see if she answers. She works. She's in New York. She's a barista.
Did you tell her that you might be calling her to win other people money here on trivia?
No. Let's see if she answers. Hello? No. She's not going to answer. Oh, boy.
I mean, she's working.
Ugh, jeepers creepers, guys.
I will say this was also the troop number of Josh Norris's.
Josh Norris's what?
Boy Scout group when he was in Boy Scouts.
if that helps you at all.
At Charlotte Myers Park Presbyterian Church. That's where I was. Yep. Did not finish. Only got to life. My girlfriend's family is very upset about that. Did not finish my Eagle Scout. But
neither did I, actually. And my dad was the Scout Master. But that's a story for another day.
Yeah.
Hey, Arlie.
Another time.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I'm doing a trivia show with some guys who fantasy football stuff, and they're asking me all these like questions, and part of the questions are like Wes Anderson filmography questions.
Oh.
Yeah. And since you're like my lifeline, so I'm calling you to ask you for an answer.
Okay. What's the answer?
It's obscure and it's Moonrise Kingdom related. It's, the question is, in Moonrise Kingdom, what is the troop number of the Khaki Scout group led by, Randy Ward, Ed Norton's character?
Shit, I don't know.
All right, she's got a foul mouth. Oh, wow. So that's what living in New York will do to you. You're on. That's all right. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, and I've already cursed a bunch.
Sorry.
Tell her you've done tremendously well. You've crushed it.
I'm doing really well in this. I've answered almost every question right. The only other question I missed was football related, which I'm taking hard, but...
Okay, well, I have the number.
Well, you do?
You looked it up.
No looking up.
Well, give it to guys, us. Give it to us.
What is it, baby? What is it?
It's 55.
It is. All right. True 55. 55. Thank you, Arlie. Thank you for cheating on our behalf. Now you just helped somebody get into a large tournament where they could win lots of money.
Yeah.
You just won someone $1 million. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Arlie. Love you. Bye.
There we go. Carly is her name?
Arlie. A-R-L-Y. A-R-L-Y. Yeah.
Out of nowhere, Arlie is making people's days in the chat. Oh, people loving. Cheating always wins, Tom. That's what we have learned today.
I'm a Patriots fan. You knew I was going to cheat.
That's what we have learned today is that cheating always wins. You got 9 out of 10. 9 out of 10.
I technically did get 9 right, if you count that.
You did.
That's true.
We are definitely going to hear from the CEO later of Underdog that we are giving away far too many today. But that's what it is. This is a special occasion. While we are spinning, and Hayden, do that, and I will write down these names as we get them. I do want to ask you, Tom, about – I'm sorry, because, again, I did so much research for this. Great. I went and watched episode 1. Mm-hmm. There is – it's written by Andrea Savage. She also stars in it, correct?
That's right.
Yeah. And there's the whole first episode, and since we are just being very vocal, it's all about private parts and butt stuff. Let's put it that way.
Yep, sorry.
And for the kids, speaking of kids, there is also you're interacting with about a six-year-old the entire time while this topic is constantly coming up. What's that experience like on the set?
Okay, it's very interesting, actually. Because this actress, Olive Petrucci, and her mom, Tracy, were just on a podcast talking about this, and I got linked to their post. So I was like, oh, interesting. Andrea Savage has a daughter herself who's only a couple years older than Olive. And Andrea was very careful. So the little kid is never there when we're filming the bad words or is there to – we're not blowing the lid off of Nookie for this kid. You know what I mean? Like, we're not going to ruin this kid's life.
But she has to say some of it.
There was
a part about, like, where does a baby come out of?
Yeah, but anything she said was, like, she said the word tushy. I think she said vagina, which she had a speech impediment at the time. So she said vagina, which was incredibly adorable.
Yes.
But you know what? Like, that was a question. And the mom and dad of the daughter of the little girl were, they were constantly being reassured that she would not be on set when we were talking about adult stuff. And there was a whole episode about Santa Claus.
Yeah.
We took it out of all her scripts because she was starting to read it during that season. And we did not want to blow it for her.
You seemed like you had a ton of fun on that show.
Yeah.
A ton of fun on that set.
Yeah. It was great. It was a lot of fun. She wrote me this beautiful letter before we started shooting to ask me to play her husband. And I had never really done much improv comedy and that kind of stuff. And I feel like she taught me a lot about that because she's incredibly good at it. And it was just a fun experience. And she and I had a lot of good chemistry. So, I'm really proud of that show.
Nice. Hayden, how many have we gotten through?
This is the last one. This is the last one right here. I hope Tom, it's Eric Belair.
I hope it's Eric Belair.
Me too. He deserves it. Has he won yet?
I mean, he just wins in life. I mean, he's won today. Let's put it that way.
He has won in life.
Tom, this has been an absolute joy for us. Congratulations.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. I really appreciate it. I am a huge fan, and I'm happy to see you guys here at Underdog. I think this is a great site. I think it's super fun to play. Yeah, I on it, and that is no BS. So yeah, get in there if you haven't already, and yeah, thanks guys.
It's so good that you can actually use the Sleek app on your phone while on set, and no one even knows that you're drafting.
what a bonus!
No one even knows anything. You want to? I mean, Tom, we said your show's on Netflix. You're on set of a movie right now. Everyone out there, go and watch the anthology of the Tom Everett Scott collection. I know what I'll be doing this weekend. Tom, thank you so much again. Really appreciate you being on here. Everyone out there, again, like, subscribe. We appreciate you, and we'll be back here on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. See ya.